Hey everybody, welcome to our Gold Members Podcast. Today I'm going to spend a few minutes on the first five principles. This, hopefully for you guys, is not getting to be redundant because you really, really, really have to ingrain all of this stuff into your subconscious mind. And there are certain neurological connections that need to go along with it. My phone's going crazy today. Now, one of the reasons that I have been so successful running a dojo is because of the way in which we set up systems to assure that we could reach the bulk of the people who came in to learn from us, including children, of course. Because a lot of the time, a lot of the dropout rate has to do with the fact that oftentimes students don't feel like they're progressing or they don't feel like they're understanding something. And the same is very true with Kyusho. Plus, the fact that for the most part, we're dealing with seasoned martial artists, people who've been in, well, at least for a year, sometimes as much as 15, 20 years, they need to see and understand that there's going to be an application for them for using this, not just for the sake of knowledge. Now, some people do it for the sake of knowledge, which is really cool, but there needs to be more to it, right? When you learn it properly and train it properly, which is what I want to get everybody doing, anything that is committed to memory, whether it be recollection type memory or into muscle memory with practice, we try to associate that with a particular, what's the best way to put this, not type of attack, but it's along that line. Example, and I've talked about it many, many times, the word block floats around out there a lot. And the word block is wrong. It's not a block. And that actually matters. Now, I'm not telling you guys who are using the word block that you need to go change it, because I didn't, right? But I teach around it differently. What does block actually mean? Look it up in the dictionary. It means to stop something. When you talk about there being a blockade on the road by the police, the idea of the blockade is not to get the guy to drive off the highway and go around it, which is essentially what you are doing when you throw, as an example, a middle block at an oncoming punch. You're not blocking the punch, you're redirecting it out of harm's way for you. And you have to realize that the brain understands what block means, and what you just did and called a block is not a block. So for a large number of people, this block is never going to happen. Now, for some people it will. But the problem with it is that group of some people didn't need martial arts to defend themselves to begin with. And I fall into that category. All the time growing up, from when I was a child, from when I was a little child, I was obsessed with the various fighting arts. I boxed, I wrestled, and when I could afford to, I went into martial arts. All it did was shine up my ability to defend myself. Now, I was never a competitor. I don't have that heavy competitive attitude. I mean, because, again, I divide big, big, thick, black line between competition and self-defense. Right? And I think that nowadays everybody's starting to really understand that. But the word association is very important. So as we are doing these principles, right, I teach them in such a way that I don't give you all of the information, which is one of the reasons I get so many emails, because somebody will go, I wonder if this is actually works with that. And then they'll just write me and ask me because they believe they've had an epiphany on it. And they have. So I confirm that, and now we have someone who is going to be capable of doing this under duress, which is the way we want things to be. So it's the same with the principles, right? The reason that we have to constantly review this stuff, and this is one of the reasons I'm using audio to review it, Because with audio, you're less likely to go, yeah, I remember this, and just not read the email or the posting or however you happen to be learning at this point. Whereas with me talking, in all honesty, you never know what's going to come out of my mouth. So there's an entertainment value to that at times, right? I know I've had comments on some of my vidcasts going, I can't believe you said that, right? I made a comment recently about the fact that a lot of the knockouts I see are crap. And they are. And, I mean, they get a standing knockout when they should be getting a level 3 knockout. The guy should be out cold, and there's a reason that they're getting that. And it's not a technical reason, it's an understanding reason. Right? Their techniques are fine. Their understanding of their techniques sucks. Right? So we want to get people past this particular level. So we're going to do, a quick review. I think I just blew on the microphone. I was eating chips and it's, yeah, there we go. Yeah. You know, some people like sugar. I got this thing for Pringles lately. okay. I'll say this. Got a couple minutes anyway. I have your attention now. So you're going to wait for the principles for a moment. When my son Scott and I, Master Scott, came to Romania to live, I do not miss anything about the Canadian culture, right? But everybody said you'd be homesick and all that. No, that's not a problem. But there are certain foods that I miss, and salt and vinegar potato chips were one of those. They don't put vinegar on French fries here, okay? Put mayonnaise on French fries, which is fairly common in Europe. And there's a garlic flavored mayonnaise, which is fantastic with French fries. I understand why they do it, but sometimes you just miss the vinegar sensation, right? And there is no real white vinegar here. It's based off of, you know, various wines and things like that. Vinegar is a completely different animal here from what I've found so far. So the other few weeks ago, I was at the corner store because I do my very best to shop local. So I'm buying produce that comes from Romania, and if it's not in season, you just don't get it. And at very worst, it's coming from Spain, which is a couple hours from here by air, right? It's the tropics, subtropics, you know, Florida type thing. So I found Pringles salt and vinegar potato chips there. Now the guy's trying to keep them in stock for us. Right, which is awesome, but excuse me, just to get that, what do I miss from North America? It's here. I do miss Tim Hortons coffee for all you Canadians, eh? Sorry, guys, in Michigan, Tim Hortons in Michigan sucks. It's not the same as Tim Hortons in Ontario. Miss Frank's Red Hot Sauce, really, really bad, and my adopted sister, when she comes next month, well, beginning of July, sorry, she's going to bring me about 50 packs of gravy because gravy is not a common thing here. I don't care if it's fake gravy or not. I need my gravy fix. I've got some syringes. We're going to inject it to make sure we get our fixes. Anyway, I'm off topic. Let's go back to the first five principles, right? You've got to get into them. You've got to understand them, and you've got to start to think in them. First principle, attack along the meridian. Seems fairly basic. It's not, but you do need to have the basic understanding that if you're going to hit lung 5, it's also really, really good to hit somewhere else on the lung meridian, either up or down from lung 5, and it's even better if you can hit it on the other side of the body so that you get a bilateral activation on it. Right? And next we have attack using the cycle of destruction. That is one that most people get pretty well. Fire melts metal, metal chops wood, wood penetrates earth, earth dams water, and water quenches fire. This cycle goes very, very deep. Lots of things you can do with it, including using the cycle of creation on yourself while you're using the cycle of destruction on them. Right? But we will get to that stuff as you advance through time in the ranks. There's a little bit of, I look at that a little bit in the ebook, The 15 Principles Plus One of Kyushu Jitsu. Next, we have attack using yin and yang, or it should just be attack using yin yang, because there shouldn't be an and in there. It's the understanding of the fact that there really are no opposites, there's only complete units. And that is a fairly complicated little study, but there's some really cool stuff in that, and you're definitely going to want to spend some time working on pain elements, especially because you know you can't knock everybody out that stands in front of you, and using different principles within yin and yang to increase the pain levels. Next, we have attack using body mechanics. I love body mechanics. I have a principles video out. It's an old one, and my son Grandmaster Kurt. Both my boys are that rank now, even though I'm the only one who takes the title. He does, I think, all of the video because he was a body mechanics king, right? And I mean, it's not just your body mechanics and your alignment, but as you get into it, you start to realize it's the alignment of the attacker as well. The more you can do to those body mechanics in a negative way, the easier it is to control and to ultimately end a fight or an attack or just knock them cold, right? And finally, attack using tempo. Tempo or rhythm, right? There's some very interesting in Kenpo with an M. Some speed hitting stuff. I imagine it exists in American Kenpo too, because they hit really fast. But there's some speed hitting stuff that's out there that's available to be purchased. Teach you how to hit, you know, X number of times in a second. That's really cool, but the problem is the brain isn't going to react to all those hits. So a lot of those hits are for nothing. They may accumulate later on, and the guy may have some pain from the fact that you cracked a rib on him, but the brain may not have recorded that information as it happened, because you do have a delay function with the brain's reaction time and the neurological system's reaction time. And depending on the condition of the person, that reaction time gets worse. Feed them some booze. Anybody who is honest and goes out drinking knows how bad their reaction time gets after a few drinks. Right? And nobody's gets better. Those who think that it gets better, go grab yourself a bottle of JD and get somebody with a timer and do some tests. Drink your JD and see how many things you can do faster time than you could do sober, because it's not going to happen. Right? It's against the physiology of the body. So those five principles are, you know, they're extremely important. And you've got to work them, you know, work with your uki, work on them separately, start to see the way they relate to each other, how like the cycle of destruction relates to yin and yang, how it relates to attack along the meridian, and work everything together so they start to become one. Make sure your uki is a good one. And it's a hard job being a good uki, because if you're going to, you know, do a strike on large intestine 10 as an example, they need to respond to that strike as if you really did it with some gusto to it. Right? Whenever I got bad ukis, and I was trying, especially when I was trying to teach a class and I'm using the zuki and they're not moving the way I want them to move when I strike, I start hitting and then they move, right? But they're not much good afterwards. So you got to be, you know, a little bit cautious as you're doing it, because you want to keep your uki. But, you know, if you drop a knife hand onto large intestine 10, their front leg is going to buckle, their head's going to come forward, their arm is going to go down, because it's going to have gone numb right from large intestine 10 all the way to the fingertips with a good strike. And that's how they need to react, so that you can understand and train body mechanics and other things as well. Anyways, that's it for today's podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed it. If you got any questions, you can certainly leave them in the comment section, or you can email me at master@kyushojitsu.ca. Ciao for now, guys.